And this is the Cyber Shaman Show. Thank you for joining us. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you, Creator, for another week and another day to be alive and do well. This is Ricardo Saldia coming to you from Vancouver, Washington. I am certified in biofeedback and in Rolfing, and I have a private practice here in the Pacific Northwest. And the Cyber Shaman Show is an extension of my practice to reach out and support and be a voice, one of the many voices out there of positive change and positive support. Another purpose of this show is to encourage thought about the relationship of the body, mind, and spirit, and also to remind us of the power and the importance of the unseen in this world over the seen. We have a great, huge world that is behind our eyes, and in the time that we are living currently, we are being asked to move on in search and in understanding of this part that is unseen. With the advancements of understanding of quantum physics on the normal population level, or should I say the better understanding, it is becoming more easy to understand the unseen and the powers of the unseen, the powers of the mind as the last frontier, not necessarily space so much anymore. So I would encourage you, as Cyber Shaman routinely does, to spend time cultivating that mind-body-spirit connection. And one easy way that's been working for thousands of years is the use of meditation. And through this simple technique, though there are many ways to do it, one is able to spend time in that space behind the eyes, in the space in the of the unseen. And it's a wonderful sense of relief when you're able to let go from the internal level and quieting the inside, instead of always rushing to see if we can expend all the external energy that we sometimes find ourselves having. Instead of running around frizzled out, we can regroup and spend time cultivating that interconnection to our source through the use of meditation and prayer. And prayer is an interesting technique and way of synchronizing yourself with spirit, because it is a method and a way for us to really let go on the verbal level. Since we are social creatures, we do need to also spend time expending energy in relationship with our environment and those that we have relationships with. But specifically with prayer, one thing that I wanted to talk about today, one thing that has really helped me, and you'll find yourself listening to other speakers talk about, is the act and the use of prayer, but to use that time to give thanks and gratitude. This time can be used very efficiently and very effectively to commune with spirit, with the Creator, with God, so that we can give our thanks and give credence to those things, those blessings that the Creator has given us. And just the act of gratitude brings a surge of new energy into our bodies to revitalize ourselves. And you can try this at home or while even you're driving. You can give gratitude not only to the God, the Creator, but also gratitude to all the people in your life. And just the act of doing it, doesn't matter what it is that you're being thankful about, though if you're passionate about giving thanks, that, of course, would give more meaning and more power behind it. But the sense of just being thankful for anything and all things is a wonderful, liberating, and revitalizing act that you can do. Another thing that I would like to talk about today in relationship to my little hints of how to work with our body, mind, and spirit that I give at the beginning of my shows is to work with your feet. The feet are probably one of the smallest parts, individual parts of our body, as far as bones, as far as tendons and ligaments, and we don't always appreciate the work that they do, the fine movement that they have to do to correct and overcorrect as we humans tend to run around hither and thither. Massaging your feet is a great way to not only bring your attention to parts of you that can use your appreciation and gratitude, but also to really work with those tissues in that area, because they do support and they do a lot of the manual mechanical work that your whole body takes for granted. A couple of places where you can look on the internet for more information on what I've just mentioned about how to work specifically with your mind, body, and spirit. You can look up a specific technique, and the one that I favor is called the Vipassana meditation technique. Vipassana meditation technique. That's V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A. And you can find many different sites. There isn't just one Vipassana site. You can Google Vipassana or meditation. Once again, that's V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A. And this is a non-denominational technique. It's not a religion, it's not a cult. And though it is founded on the technique itself that Buddha himself taught, if you remember correctly, he never created a religion. That's something that happened after his death, and that is something that his disciples took on themselves to do, but he never requested and never thought of himself as a deity in that sense of the word, where we had to create a religion after him. So this is a very, very simple and very clean technique, and they have centers all over the world where you can take courses and spend X amount of time. They have smaller courses of 5 days or longer courses of 10, 12 days, and you can spend time really experiencing meditation so that you can carry it to your home. And sometimes I find it hard for myself and for my clients that without proper introduction and proper indoctrination into a new technique, it's difficult for them to go and do it at home. So I recommend people to learn from the people who know how to do whatever it is that you're trying to do. And this has wide implications, from health to fix-it, do-it-yourself types of activities, that you would benefit from working with an expert or somebody who is practiced in the service of that which you're looking for. And the next thing that I spoke about was massaging your feet, and that is reflexology, which you can find much information on the web. Type in reflexology in any kind of search engine. So the next topic that I wanted to talk about today was and is spring. And we are here. We have just finished the beginning week of spring. We have now completed the segment of crossing over and through the spring equinox. And now we may find ourselves with an increased level of energy and determination and drive and hunger to get certain things done in our lives, in our homes, in our relationships, in our work. We may even feel driven to do something politically where we want to change something very badly and very drastically. Interestingly enough, when you understand the five element oriental Chinese medicine theory, the springtime, the organ of the springtime is the liver. And the emotion that goes to the liver is anger. So it is not uncommon, and please don't be surprised if you find yourself with a new sense of anger or a new capacity to have that emotion. The key is to use that emotion to the best of its design. And anger in itself is not a bad emotion. It's a very motivating emotion, and it can help you break a barrier. But when you internalize it and don't talk about it and don't do anything about it, then it gets into your body. It gets into your tissues, and that's when it makes problems in your well-being, because it puts a blockage and it sends you like an off-ramp out of the balance of body, mind, and spirit. So I would encourage you all during this time of the beginning of the spring that you take a moment and give yourself a break. Give yourself the space to accomplish all these things that you want to do, all these things that need to be done. But you will find yourself that if you have more of a still mind and still heart, you will be able to surpass any kind of blockage or any kind of obstacle that you may find. Sometimes when we're revved up the most, that we do the most damage. So please take this advice and spend some time in reflection and prayer and gratitude. That will wash away the anger. So another thing that I wanted to talk about today was, how about bettering your life? And one way of doing this is to picture it in your mind. And I've talked about this kind of visualization before in reference to the work of Abraham, Esther, and Jerry Hicks. And I've mentioned that they have a great amount of work that they've put into this topic, so I won't try to redo something that they have done so well. So if you guys don't already know, there is a website which is abraham/hicks.com, and you can find a better example as far as MP3 audio and other information that can help you understand what it takes to visualize and to picture in your mind the bliss and the prosperity that you want in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit. It's very important to have this kind of understanding, because without that, you won't be able to channel that kind of vision and that kind of bliss into what you're attempting to attract. So when you want something, feel it. Bring it into your body and feel that attraction, feel that magnetic attraction, and choose to feel a bit better about the circumstance or about achieving that goal every time that thought of this vision or this dream comes to mind. Every time you have this thought of whatever it is that you want to attract in your life, feel a little bit more excited each time you think this thought. So I would like to encourage you all to expand your understanding of what this is. And of course, there's that documentary, The Secret, which all of you probably have heard and seen by now. And this is just a part of that. And I can honestly tell you from my own personal experience, in just the last handful of months or so that the documentary has been out, it has changed my life. It has taken me to an area of my life where, wow, I didn't know it was so easy to get there. So I encourage you all to try this, to see this documentary if you haven't, to really push yourself and to be honest to see which areas that you need to spend more attention on. So the second thing, or the third thing that I would like to do today on the show is, once again, talk about the session that we did with the planet Earth as the client last time. We're going to do that again. And we are setting the software into play right now to do its needed computations. And we have some information now. Well, let's compare what we got last time with what we have today. So this is, once again, for those of you who are new, we are doing a long distance, in other words, otherwise known as subspace session on planet Earth, on the whole planet. This is using the biofeedback, bioresonance software developed by Professor William Nelson. He calls it the EPFX Skeel technology. It is a combination of biofeedback, bioresonance, which is a new field, relatively new field in the last 10 years of biofeedback, and also incorporating and using radionic technology and science. So what I have done here is we have created a client by the name of Planet Earth, and we get to check a couple of vital signs that we can use to see and understand the health of the planet at this moment, at this very moment. And since all of us who are listening are part of this, we can take this information a little bit further and incorporate it into our personal lives because we are part of the bigger picture and we are part of this macrocosmic world. So we can take a little bit of what this information is into our personal lives because we are part of this planet. And this is a special time for all of us because this is a springtime. So this is a very good time to get a good reading on how the planet is doing and learn a little bit what to do. So the first category that we will be looking at is the vitality. And last time we had a vitality of 93, and today we have 86. 80 to 100 is considered normal. Vitality is the overall energy of this client, of all of us. The next category is amperage, and that's brain power. And last time we had a score of 85, and today we have a score of 96. So that's kudos for us. We have some good juices flowing in through our brain. And the next category is the immune system. Last time was a 94, and today is a 95. That's good to see. The next category is hydration, and today we have a score of 100, which is very good. Last time we had a score of 84. The next category is oxygenation, and we had a score last time of 84, and today we have a score of 88. And the next category is cell vitality. Now, this is the opposite number of vitality, the volts. And we got a score of 86. And so to understand what the vitality and what the cellular vitality is, these are opposites. So vitality is the macro picture, and the cellular vitality is the micro picture, to give you an idea. And we have a score of 8 on the cellular vitality, and 6 and above is considered normal. So overall, we have all our numbers are in the areas that we would like them ideally to be, with our volts at 86, our amperage brain power at 96, our immune system at 95, our hydration at 84, and our oxygenation at 88, and our cellular vitality at a 8 with a score of 6 and above considered normal. So this is very good for the planet, and we can take a little bit of glee on this personally, those of us who are listening, because this is a good indicator generally speaking, of the general population of this planet. So I want to give you all an opportunity to understand a little bit more about what it is that we're doing here. And the purpose for me to bring up the planet is for us to actively engage and experience together as a group, those of us who are listening on this show, the benefits of sending our intentions in a group setting. It's very important for all of us to not only talk about how we can make the planet a better place, but it's important for us to experience it together, all of us, as many of us as we can, so that we can get that kind of feedback from one another, realizing that we are connected, that we are working together, we are active every single day bringing peace and love into this planet. Yes, we could talk about a lot of different other things that possibly aren't going so well, but if we understand the law of attraction, if we understand that we create that which we put our focus and our attention to, then it is okay for us to acknowledge and say, yes, this happened, that happened. But we don't have to put all our attention, all our focus, all of our energy of complaining and protesting that which we don't want. So that's why I have taken the responsibility and the joy to experience and to share this experience of healing, working with the planet, with the show. And I make a commitment to do this on a routine basis and to have this be a small window in your week so that you can really take the opportunity, if you resonate with this information that comes from this show, to get a download of information and just almost just take a little miniature reset as I bring in the focus of the body, mind, and spirit to the forefront, as I bring in topics and as we speak and share about this relationship. The focus that I would like to have here is the relationship of body, mind, and spirit, not one over the other. Not one can take up more than the other, not one can do more than the other or can make up for the other. And as intelligent beings, as from an intelligent design, though we do evolve generation by generation and inside our generation, we need to have this experience more often so that we can relate to these events as they happen in ourselves, these little recreations, co-creations, these healings that happen in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirit, in our relationships, in our earth, in our jobs, on our property, even with the clothes that we wear, and hopefully even politics. So I encourage you all to allow as much information from the show as you deem necessary to help you reset your clock on a minor scale, if even, so that you can make those small changes that we eventually turn into huge, big world changes. Because it is in the understanding of quantum physics also and the world of the unseen that it is the small amounts, it is the small little bits of information that actually makes the most impact, because they don't overwhelm, they don't oversaturate, and they don't overdrown. They just give you enough to keep it going. So I am currently here on back onto the computer working with planet Earth. I have the computer has detected some imbalances in the astral plane, the etheric plane, and the polymorphic plane. And so we are readjusting these imbalances with this software system. as we speak. I just created the, sent out the command, and I will be continuing to work on this client as after we end the show today. We'd like to do a bit more work. So, I hope all of you are enjoying today. Hope that you are all, wherever you are, taking time to breathe and bring in the spring into your body. And I would really, really like to hear from any of you who have been listening to me for the last few weeks. My contact information is ricardo@integrativebody.com. That's Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, at integrative, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-I-V-E, body.com. And please visit my website at integrativebody.com for more information on my services and a little bit more about myself. And you can also be of support to this show by donating to keep this show on the air. If you find any benefits, any encouragement from this show, you can send a donation through PayPal at ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. That's ricardo.saldia@gmail.com. So the Earth is doing much better, and we're glad to see that it is getting really good, healthy scores today, and we'll take that as a blessing. And I would encourage you all to take care of yourselves and make the best of the life that you have been giving, and make your relationships the most important thing in your life, including the relationship with the Creator. So as we end this show, I would encourage you all to listen again next week. And I would just like to end by telling you all that it is important for you to be well and be yourself. This planet needs you. It needs who you are. And that's what the Creator loves, and that's what everybody around you is waiting for. So thank you, Creator, for another great day and another show. And this is Cyber Shaman, sending you off to another wonderful week. Take care, God bless, and be well.